Hello and welcome back for another episode of the Did You Know Show Thursday, November 2nd. Brent Hesse here with you and joining me, Noah Cassidy. Noah, how are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good for sure. It's so Friday Eve.
Yes, we're getting close to another weekend, aren't we?
Oh, absolutely, and we still got football, so it's like pre-weekend
yes,
today.
Yes, a lot of good stuff going on. It is getting colder out there, though, but it should be a nice weekend, and we've got a nice episode of the Did You Know Show for us.
For sure. So, you know, Halloween is, it's scary kind of stuff like that, and we're past it, right?
Right.
But you know what else is kind of scary sometimes? Someone being super controlling, right?
Okay.
When you have no options and things like that. So even though this isn't really scary, it's kind of weird to think about. So some countries actually have a list of pre-approved baby names.
Like, wow.
They have to choose from these baby names. They have no other option. And so, I mean, although it definitely sounds like something from the handbook of an oppressive regime, there are several generally tolerant countries that require parents to actually pick from a list of government-approved choices for baby names. Some of those places are Iceland, Denmark, Portugal, and Hungary. And among these nations, although parents with strong preferences for something unique, they can apply for exceptions. So they could apply for it, but they could very easily just reject it.
Yeah, that's pretty surprising that you mentioned all those European countries. I would think that Europe would not be a place where that would happen.
I didn't think so either. So, like, other countries have no such list, but they do possess rules that fall within the boundaries of acceptability. So, like, in New Zealand, for example, the Office of Registrar General was rejected names that reflect any official title, such as king, or have non-numerical or non-alphabetical characters, such as like a slash or a number or something like that. And then Germans will deny attempts to bestow the name of inanimate objects like a telephone or things like that, and they'll reject those. That's actually a common surnames of children as well. And then one more I'll let you know about is Saudi Arabia. Their interior ministry has banned names from the contradict the kingdom's cultural sensibility and are simply deemed too foreign. Examples include names such as Linda.
Yeah.
You can't name your kid Linda in Saudi Arabia. So that's kind of just a thing that some countries have specific lists that you have to pick from. Other countries have stipulations on
rules.
How you can name them and rules. But yeah, anyways, that's kind of interesting.
I never thought about that. You know, America, we're very, very free country, so you can name your kid whatever you want.
Good old name, LaDasha, L-A-A.
We hear some stupid names sometimes, but we do have a lot of unique names, but that's just how it goes.
There you go.
Anyway, now we'll talk about my Did You Know, and I'm going to stay relevant with sports news right now. The World Series just ended last night. The Texas Rangers won the World Series. They defeated the Arizona Diamondbacks in 5 games, winning 5-0 in game 5 to win the series 4-1. So that's pretty exciting. I know there's a lot of baseball fans around here. Baseball is not my most favorite sport, but I know that our Mudcats guy from this summer, James, he was a big Texas Rangers fan.
And in fact, he worked over there at that stadium.
So I know that he was excited about the Rangers winning, so that's cool for him. But I've got a cool Did You Know about the Texas Rangers and their World Series championship this year. It was their first in franchise history, but what made it really unique is throughout the whole entire playoff run, they did not lose a game on the road.
Never. Not one game.
So they won all 3 games in the World Series that were played in Arizona. They won 11 games during the playoffs on the road, did not lose a single time. So they were decent when they were playing at home, but whenever they were playing on the road,
which is rare.
We're perfect on all postseason long.
That's first time why ever. They won right there, because most teams struggle in the away games compared to the home games.
So first time ever a World Series team went undefeated on the road. So congratulations to the Texas Rangers on their World Series championship, first time in their franchise history. And cool to learn about some baby names, some different things that aren't allowed in other parts of the world. That's our Did You Know Show. Make sure you come on back tomorrow for another episode.